bu ba bu ba bam ba bu ba bu ba 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 bu ba bu ba bam ba bu ba bu ba bam ba bu ba bu ba ba.
Dance with me, Bill.
This is where it kicks in. The whole song is good, but it's right here where it kicks in, right there.
Yuma Sumac. Amy spelled backwards. Thank you, Harry Carey.
Yes, it is. Hey! Hi, everybody. It's Bill F. and it's Wendy Snyder here to entertain and enlighten you for the next...
We hope.
Yeah. I'll go for one of them. If we don't hit both, that's fine by me. Want to call us? Why not? 312-235-2525. That's 312-235-2525. I took the dashes out to save time. You can also text us, although legally that's problematic, but you can text us.
Well, do you have the text line up?
981-7200. I will in a moment. I'm building up toward that moment. On the show that we just did on your terrestrial radio show, I established the fact that I was in New York. My family and I went on a trip to New York for the weekend. And you know what? Have you been in New York City? You've been there at some point, haven't you?
I went there for about 9 hours with one Buzz Killman to cover...
You were kidnapped, weren't you? Didn't he take you there against your wishes?
No, we actually covered the... second season of The Sopranos. So we came from the airport to this hall with our luggage.
Yeah.
And Buzz didn't talk to anybody. He made me do it all.
Oh.
And then he wanted to take me to the Carnegie Deli, which was awesome, and then we left. That's my extent of New York.
You almost can't see it all in 9 hours. There's so much to see and do there that I don't know that 9 hours could do it. But it's a nice starter, you know, to kind of get a little feel of it. It really is amazing in so many ways. And even though, you know, we're both major cities in the United States, both New York and Chicago, there are so many differences. And let me tell you the one that I find the most entertaining. Every couple of blocks, not all throughout New York, but through much of New York, every couple of blocks, they have a park. It's just like an area where they could put a building if they really wanted to. But no, to give you the feeling of some nature, it's just kind of, it's a park. You can just walk there, or you could sit there, or you can... There's a lot of people just, like you see in movies, playing either chess or checkers or backgammon. They've got these tables set up and you can play it.
Really?
Yeah, it's amazing that so many people do that, but they do.
My misconception, I guess, about New York is I think there are a lot of muggings, so who would want to go sit in a park?
They have them, you know, and this time of year is so busy, you got to wait in line. If you're going to get mugged, you have to make reservations. You got to go... I need to get mugged between 1:15 and 1:45, and then go, we'll try to accommodate you, but be, you know.
That's nice of them.
Yeah, they do their best for that. All right, so in some of these parks, like one of the ones we stayed at in Greenwich Village, there will be several performers, quote unquote, who kind of stand in a semicircle. Yeah, there's street performers, and other cities do this. San Francisco is big for this, too.
Quote unquote. They probably are better than you are at performing.
Oh, without a doubt. They're way better than me, but I have chosen a profession where I get a paycheck every other week, and theirs is
lucky.
50 cents here and a dollar there.
I thought you got paid in candy.
Sometimes I do get paid in Lick-A-Made, and I'm not complaining about that. I like that. All right, so my favorite of the street performers, and some of them were you know, they do all sorts of different things. There was one guy that was painting scenes on the sidewalk, like 3D scenes.
Like hopscotch?
No, it looked like when you walked up to it, it looked like you could look into it, and it was like a deep cavern that went into the sidewalk.
That's
he did this with
cool.
chalk. Yeah, he was great. He was great.
Did you give him money?
No, I didn't give him any money. Because I get $20 a day, and in New York, that $20 goes faster than in Chicago, Wendy.
Yeah, but you were there with your wife. You could have borrowed money from your daughters for that matter.
I could have. There was a guy playing a Stradivarius, a song that I don't think is a real song, but somebody gave him a Strad, so he was there playing it. All right, so the best of these, because some of them were really good, some of them were not so good. But my favorite one was a guy who was just a little bit overweight, wearing very tight underpants and doing a dance. He was just dancing. There was no song,
there was no music,
didn't wear a shirt, just had very tight burgundy-colored underwear on, and he just kept dancing.
Briefs or boxers?
Oh, the briefest of briefs. Very brief. And I said to my daughter, I go, so they switch these guys in. He's not here every day. She goes, that guy is here from the time the sun goes up till it goes down. He puts in a full day, and all he does is dance in his underwear.
Works harder than you or me.
Oh, way harder than you and
you
me.
You and I.
Way harder than the two of us. I have no idea how much money he gets out of this or if he gets any enjoyment. It seemed like he was enjoying
himself. Is he good?
No, he wasn't really good.
Well, all right.
But he was so committed to it.
I know, but you know, there are people that maybe don't look like your perfect dancer, but was he dancing well?
No.
Oh, okay.
He was not dancing well. I gave him points for longevity. Like he didn't take any break. Like we walked by him. Like the first time it was a real, I got to watch this guy because where does he go with this? But it didn't build to a crescendo. He just kept doing the same kind of dance. But then we walked by several more times and he didn't take any breaks. Nonstop dancing to the man in his underwear.
Where does he keep his wallet?
That is a good question. I didn't even think about that. All the money was in. He had like a small box.
I guess.
And there was quite a bit of money in there. And I don't know if their message was, stick with it, man. You'll catch your break someday. Some TV producer will walk by and go, we got to give this guy his own show. I don't know what.
He might end up in a commercial. Who knows?
Well, the guy that calls himself the naked guy, because there's a guy who's, I don't know what he's
naked.
Well, he's mostly naked. You can't just be naked, though, right?
Is this the Times Square cowboy
guy? Yeah, the Times Square cowboy guy. He shows up in movies and TV shows all the time.
Well, see, it can happen.
Yeah, I guess.
Why do you have to squash his dreams?
I'm not trying to squash his dreams. I applaud the fact that he was relentless. He just, all he wanted to do, all he was going to do, was just dance in his underwear. That's it. No ups, no options, no extras, no nuts, just nonstop dancing in his underwear. And then the girls tried to convince me that I should get a franchise, like I should get a Chicago franchise for that and do that here. But I don't see that kind of thing go on in Chicago. That's a New York thing. I think I'd fail miserably as the guy who danced in his underwear in Chicago.
You'd be arrested here.
In a minute.
Yeah, why not there?
In a minute. They just look the other way. You know, I think you need a permit.
You do.
Like to be a street performer.
Yes.
I'm almost positive you do.
Here you do, I know. I don't know about New York.
Yeah. So.
You should add like a saxophone or something.
That wouldn't be bad. But then you split the earnings. I don't think he was built to split. I think
he himself should be holding a saxophone. That's where you can take it one level up here.
My fear is that would detract from the focus on his dancing.
Because
then you'd go, we saw the saxophone guy in his underwear. He was great.
Wouldn't he be the dancer.
He doesn't want to be that. He wants to be the guy who dances in his underwear.
Well, that sounds like sensory overload to me, too, if you add
it's
a
too
saxophone
much.
In there.
No, you're right. It's too much.
Well, did he have a boombox where there,
no,
was, so there was no music?
And one of my daughters says, I think he can hear some music because
I
don't know what he does to get to that level. But, yeah, he had, you could see it in his face. It's like, oh, this part of the song is when I do this, and this part of the song is when I do that. Like, he could hear it, but the rest of us who did not have the special mushrooms could not hear it. Also, I have to say this. Street food there, like you know how in Chicago you can find any kind of food you want in a restaurant that serves that particular brand of food?
Uh-huh.
There, it's just on the street. It's just everywhere.
Like carts?
Yeah. Everywhere you go, like whatever kind of food you have in mind, if you go, oh, I haven't had Cajun food, and, oh, there's some right there. It's just there on the street.
So we have food trucks, they have food carts in New York?
Yeah. Broadway and Fifth Avenue, like that whole area, I don't know if it was just the weekend, I don't know if they do that every day, but it was just, it was tents of every kind of food you could imagine. And I was like, because some of it looked really good to me. And then my kids are like, you trust a guy selling calamari who looks like that? There was just like a guy who looked like he was slightly undesirable, but he had a bag of squid. They're like, you sure you want to? is that in your health's best interest to get that? And I go, yeah, maybe.
What's the
not.
Difference between that and a...
Because I don't know if any
food truck or
FDA
a hot dog vendor.
I don't know that guy was being regulated. He was just walking around with a bag of calamari. And I'm like, oh, that... A bag of calamari for, I reach for my wallet. Nah, I don't know.
How did he keep it hot?
His business. I don't want to. Some things are better left not known. That was one of them. All right. We need to take a break. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. There's all kinds of things. Stick around. It's Bill F. It's Wendy Snyder and it's WGN.
It's Bill F. It's Wendy Snyder. We are streaming. Feel the stream.
I had a stream.
Great.
That's my catchphrase.
Martin Luther Luff.
That's right.
It doesn't have much of a ring to it.
No, it does not.
All right. So when did you come back from New York?
Last night.
So did you have an Easter dinner in New York?
No. We had an Easter dinner here at a restaurant in Evanston.
Oh, once you got home.
Yeah.
I had one of the best Easters I've ever had, and it's because it was non-traditional.
What happened that made it non-traditional?
I don't know, the Easter Bunny helper?
Yeah.
That usually comes to our house?
Yes.
Didn't stop here this year.
Oh.
This was the first time, and it was kind of taking the pressure off of everything.
No baskets, no hidden eggs, no any of the things that normally would be done were done.
No. Jim was leaving out of town last week to go to Star Wars Celebration in Orlando, so he got the kids some chocolate bunnies and such and said, you know, I'm helping the Easter Bunny out before I go. So that was taken care of.
But the Easter Bunny usually visits your house primarily for Jim, and with him out of town, there was really no reason for the Easter
Bunny.
That's
exactly it.
Right.
But this was the first year, no pressure on that. Tried to make it to church, feeling a little guilty because I let the boys sleep in.
Mm.
And it was noon mass, and we were going to be late, and I let them sleep in.
Mm.
I told them to say a prayer and ask for God's forgiveness. And to try and be, honestly, I said, this is when Christ has risen. This is a fresh start. Why don't you guys try and be better people and get along today? And they hung out in our newly remodeled basement playing video games.
Mm-hmm.
They got along swimmingly.
Mm-hmm.
I went to Menards, had a little fun on the escalator with the cart. Went to Ulta. I needed some makeup. And surprisingly, Ulta was open because...
You need makeup on Easter.
I forgot it was Easter Sunday.
Yeah.
I just thought it was your typical Sunday, and the Target was closed. There were a lot of the big stores that were closed.
Right.
So I drive by Ulta, and I was surprised to see the lights on, and I walked in, and I said, I'm surprised you're open today. And the girl said, so are we.
Oh, she didn't seem pleased.
No, but it was the best day to shop at Menards, then Ulta, and then we came home, and the kids wanted to go to Red Lobster. We went at like 7:30, not very crowded there. Everybody came home. Went to bed and a new day.
This is how Easter will be in the future, won't it?
It was pretty great.
A little more laid back, not as traditional as normal.
I wanted to, my mother-in-law usually has Easter dinner, but since Jim was out of town.
She didn't invite you.
No.
That was nice.
No, she just invited the kids and I said, if I can't go, forget it.
Yeah, why would you drive them all the way?
She just decided not to do it this year and my sister and cousin went out to eat and they asked if we wanted to join them and I said, no, I'm just going to kind of play it by ear. And it
Isn't
was kind
it nice
of really
to not
nice.
Have that pressure.
That's
yes. how Thanksgivings have been for us the last several years, and it's nice.
I like the pressure on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I like to make myself irritated with all the cooking and trying to get everything ready at once, because that to me is hanging out with family.
Right.
But Easter is just kind of like, you know, some people are on vacation, some people aren't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was really
better.
Great.
No pause Easter egg coloring?
Mm-mm. This is, I think, the first year we didn't color eggs either.
Oh, no.
They're growing up,
yeah,
Bill.
Yeah, I know, right before your eyes.
It was kind of nice, though.
What's going to happen? They'll just keep getting older.
Then less to do.
Yeah.
I'll let them sleep later.
Right. You know, it's funny. There in New York, there's a huge Easter parade that they do, and we just didn't, we did not attend. Like, we thought about it, but we didn't need to see it. I don't know. Did I miss anything?
Easter's supposed to be a pretty religious day, and it's just, when you think about it...
A solemn religious day.
It's supposed to be.
When you think about what went on, yeah.
When did the baskets and the giant ugly bunny, and you see so many people with pictures on Facebook of them and their kids with the Easter bunny.
Mm-hmm.
Why is the Easter bunny so darn scary?
There was a guy walking around in New York who you know all the pictures you saw when there was a rash of clown sightings?
Yeah.
Where clowns would just hang out by highways, and you go, oh, if I saw that... Well, there was a guy walking down a street in Manhattan yesterday, just wearing a very frightening-looking Easter Bunny mask. And I said to my family, I go, this is about 3 weeks' worth of nightmares based on what I've just seen here. Just walking very sternly just down a street, just looking around.
With regular clothes?
Yeah, regular clothes, but a giant rabbit head. Like, but an eerie version of it, not like a...
You're saying you enjoyed being in New York? Because it sounds like a real freak of nature over there.
Well... In Chicago, that guy would have been in the paper for doing that. They would have cut into news shows. Marcus LaShock would have been trying to chase him down and stuff. But in New York, people are like, hey, Anthony, how's it going? They walk right by him.
Business as usual.
Yeah, no big deal. Nothing out of the ordinary. I don't know.
It's very interesting.
Yeah. And then there was a band. I told Kevin there was a band at our hotel. Best Day Ever, Kevin? Is that their name?
That's what you said, I think.
Yeah. It was a big deal, and I didn't want to upplay it or downplay it.
Because you didn't know who they
popular,
were.
But when they came in, they said to the guy at the hotel, "Best day ever." And I went, what a positive attitude for these guys to just come in and be like that. Hey, best day ever. But that was the name of their band. And they're like, my daughters knew them right away. They go, those are the guys from Best Day Ever. Yeah, I guess so.
They stole their band name from a SpongeBob song.
Oh, did they? Is that a song from SpongeBob?
Best day ever.
Oh, I've heard that song. I didn't put it together.
Yeah, they're pretty new, aren't they? They're from New Jersey.
Mm-hmm. I don't know anything about them. I just know that there they were, and that some people in the hotel were extremely happy to see them. And I didn't want to ruin that, so I also acted though I was very happy to see them also.
One of a New York area's supergroups.
Yeah, they were a New York area supergroup. Did I mention that?
No.
Because I said to them, "You're one of New York's supergroups, aren't you?" And they went, "Yep." But they just the way they presented themselves, I go, yeah, you are aptly named Best Day Ever.
Very positive.
Yeah.
You know who else is very positive? Judy Pilot.
Oh, Judy.
You bet I am.
Welcome aboard.
Happy Monday.
Happy Easter Monday.
Had a non-traditional
Monday.
Easter,
happy
you?
Easter, yeah. Same? Happy Easter Monday.
Was this a traditional or a non-traditional for you?
Easter?
Yeah.
Traditional.
Yeah.
Really? Do you have ham?
Wait, are you going to ask me if I went to church?
Judy's a purist.
I didn't make it to church either. I really had I was ready to roll. I all good intentions.
I prayed last night before I went to bed.
But, you know, like when I was in my church-going days, we had a group that we referred to as C&E Catholics, which meant you attended church on Christmas and Easter.
I didn't even go on Christmas.
You didn't get the season ticket. You just got the two special games, Christmas and Easter. And if you didn't go on those, then the town would talk about
you.
Yeah,
I didn't make it on Christmas and I didn't make it on Easter, but we're going next weekend because Dylan will be graduating from religious ed. So we kind of pick and choose, and I think that's better. I don't go when everybody else, just the C&Es, as you call them. We just randomly, you know, I'm trying to make it.
You know you're supposed to go every Sunday, though, right?
What?
Who said
that's
that?
What is that, like a commandment?
The Pope.
I say my prayers every night before I go to bed. It's like something I started as a kid, and I still say my prayers every night.
Me too.
I just.
Do you text them in now? Or do you just say the
truth? No, I don't want it. I don't want that trail for somebody to come across my prayers. I just, you know, from my mouth to God's ears. That's
right.
What that came from,
that's
saying.
That's what it means.
All right, what is going on? Judy, first of all, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
What the heck is going on with our Chicago Blackhawks?
They're fine.
Their phrase is one goal, so let's get that done.
Let's get that one goal, score right. One.
You know, the first game, 1-0. Preds were very excited to get out there.
That's a game, though. A 1-0 game, that's a game.
Yeah. And then, you know, the second game, 5-0, is not really a game. And I'm not that type of person to go, oh, what's wrong? Hey, did you show up? I'm not slamming them at all. What happened? I mean, I'm really throwing it out there.
They're making
it
interesting.
I feel like this happened before.
It has happened.
Not 5-0. This is like,
well,
they
were down. They were down a couple games and then they came roaring back.
Yeah.
Isn't it historical, though, that like I read somewhere that this is the first time in so many years that the Blackhawks or that a team lost their home opener in the Stanley Cup playoffs. Or a shutout, rather.
You read too much.
No, I'm on Twitter, so, you know, you get people who...
No, I heard that, too.
It's the first time in many years that a hockey team lost their home opener with a shutout.
Not like 30 years, just in, you know...
Yeah, a couple seasons.
I mean, it's probably back-to-back shutouts, I would assume.
Maybe that is.
Yeah. That seems more, that's a stranger thing to have happen.
Especially for the
Hawks. And they've lost 6 games in a row, because they lost their last 4 regular season games, and now 2 in the playoffs. I don't remember the last time they lost 6 games in a row. That's a long time.
I just, you know, you can't blame Corey Crawford. You really can't. I mean, he's done the best he can do. I would like to have some words with Pekka Rinne, because...
Kevin, see if we can get that done.
He
wants to talk to Pekka Rinne.
I'll get him on the phone.
And don't you, when you hear that, don't you think to yourself, that's his last name?
Yeah, because I thought it was the cheese.
Right.
Pecorino Reggiato.
But his first name is Pekka.
yeah.
And his last name is Rinne.
And he's too good. He really is too good.
Too good.
I don't know what to do.
They'll be okay. You know what? Kevin and
Maybe
I were talking
pray.
About this.
This is the time,
this is the time to pray.
There was some booing happening at the United Center.
Oh, there's no
way.
That's what really upsets
bad.
Me.
Yeah.
Can't have that.
I mean, you know, people have done it for the Cubs, but it was like all those years of losing. At some point, the boos are acceptable. Here, you know, they don't want to lose either.
Yeah. But, you know, fans, I mean, and getting shut out at home in a playoff game.
That hurts twice.
I don't know. I'm not a sports person, but I feel like fans feel like they have an obligation to boo them.
They do?
Then they will get better. When they are shut out at home.
Oh, my God.
Game.
So had you been there, you would have partaken in the...
Absolutely not.
But you would have written down the names
no,
of those who
I'm
did.
Just saying, I feel like crazy sports people.
Yeah.
It's like, it's...
They're just sitting there
it's
watching.
It's like a ritual. I know, but they're the ones, I think, who boo. The ones up in the...
They should be booed.
And a lot of people left fairly early in the game the other night, game two. I was looking at the seats going, I'm not used to seeing that much seat area. It's always people sitting there. But once it got to about 3-0 late, people were heading out already.
I understand they got a win in their Easter basket, so maybe tonight is the night.
On the positive side, they're the best road team in the NHL. So if anyone could overcome this, they have the experience to do it. I said to Kevin, if I was still a gambling person, I'm not, I would still put money down on the Blackhawks, even down 2-0 at this point. I would still think the Blackhawks would do it.
Yeah, this is such like a Blackhawks storyline developing so far.
I know, but it just gets into your head when you're going in it with two... All right, 1-0, a shutout is bad, but 5-0, that's in your head when you're going there tonight.
But it also, I've heard players say that that motivates them more because they've been crushed. In the
so what, 7-0 tonight?
No, well, if it's 7-0 Blackhawks,
the
then yeah.
Yeah,
then
boy, that would
it.
Be something.
But yeah, I don't want to see another game.
I mean,
like,
this is kind of do or die, right? They have to win this game. They don't have to.
Do
they
or
get
die
one
is
more,
game
but,
4, yeah.
Yeah, they have
but
two more. But
if they lose this one, then...
Then it's really a story when they come back.
Right. Right.
I don't know. I'm very nervous for them, and I'm not the type to boo them, and
don't
I'm not complaining. I'm not.
Don't
I haven't. I'm still for them.
I would never boo a team. It's just so... But never? But like I was
the
trying
Bears
to explain...
The Bears, even?
I haven't thought about that one.
not boo.
Right. Just make that delicious yummy sound? Would you do that?
I think... People, sports fanatics get so frustrated. They get so frustrated. Because people who don't usually go to the game aren't going to boo. They're, you know, they don't care that much. It's the people who care so much and they're
But think
so
about if you
upset.
Spent that kind of money for a ticket.
Well,
those
that's
tickets
life.
Are very expensive.
Yeah, that's
I
what
know.
I mean. Then you don't get to boo for that. You should only,
you
I,
paid,
I feel like.
That's not, that doesn't give you the right. You paid to hopefully see them win. But again, they don't want to lose either.
No, they don't want to lose.
What, do you think how much you pay signifies how much you can boo?
Well, it depends where you sit, maybe.
Maybe.
I'm kidding.
It would make me more inclined if I went, boy, I just put a lot of money down. I want my voice to be heard. I don't think I've ever booed a sports team.
Because you've never paid for a ticket.
No, I have.
I'm kidding.
I have. I just, I don't know. I'm not vocal enough to go, I'm just going to make a boo noise. That'll teach these guys a lesson.
It's just not fair.
Right.
They, you know, they're out there trying to win as well. It's rude. And don't you have some ideas on manners? Weren't we going to talk about that?
Wendy, as
there's
a matter
your segue.
Of fact, as a matter of fact, I do, princess of all segues.
Thank you.
Judy, when the Segway Awards are given out in September, if Wendy does not win,
she's the only one who's even nominated.
Wrong.
She's so good.
I can't ride a Segway. I've tried. I can't keep my balance.
It's not that kind of segue. Businessinsider.com, which we have talked about a couple of times on the show, has put out these things. Now, these are manners that they consider to be old-fashioned manners. There was a time where all of these were standard.
I curtsied when I walked in today, and I'm not even wearing a skirt.
It says here, Wendy, that a curtsy is still a thing you should do. Always curtsy when you enter a room and see a gentleman. Always.
Well, I didn't see a gentleman when I walked in.
You just didn't stay in practice. So these are things that, like I said, are from days gone by, that these are not so much the standards of manners anymore, but they sure were at some point. For instance, for a long time, it was commonly believed that men should do all the heavy lifting. Not
so
much
agree.
Anymore. It says the new etiquette guideline is to offer to carry packages for anyone who needs help, regardless of gender. I have, like at the airport, not coming home, but on the airport down, there was a woman with a very heavy case, and I said, do you need me to help you with that? And she said, no, I've got it, but I felt it was the thing to do.
I think that's
well, yeah, because it was heavy, but you wouldn't say if she was walking with a briefcase, may I take that for you?
Unless he wanted a robber.
I mean, heavy lifting back then meant really anything.
I have on more than one occasion at a grocery store, if I see somebody, it's usually older people, but once it was a woman who had their arms full of bags, I said, I can
see attractive.
Again.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it if it was an ugly woman, only an attractive woman.
But again, she was struggling.
She was struggling, so I took the opportunity.
That's just a human thing to do, right?
Quickly ran off.
It shouldn't be a guy-girl thing.
No, yeah, absolutely not.
I was dropping my son Michael off at high school, and he had an amp, a guitar, his backpack, and a Pop-Tart.
And will you, like, get out? Have a good day?
No.
Was he on a scavenger hunt?
No, he needed it at school, and it was so nice because I heard this voice as I let Michael out of the car. I heard one of his friends at school is like, hey, Michael, you need help with that? And he's like, no, I got it. And I just thought that was so nice.
It was nice.
I mean, guy or girl, I don't think it should be a guy thing to help a woman. I think it should be a person thing to help a person.
But aren't you more inclined if it's somebody... Like, I've noticed this with older people, that I will go out of my way if I see somebody older trying to do something and it's a struggle, I'll jump in.
How long do you wait?
30 seconds. And I count it off loudly so they know.
But they wouldn't be opposed to a woman helping them.
No, I'm sure
I tend
not.
To hold the door a lot for older people.
Yeah.
What and if they're not going out?
They have to go.
They walk by me on my own. I got the door.
You, old guy, out. I'm Judy Pilak.
No, either way, in or out, I will.
Yeah.
Or for anyone. Actually, I shouldn't say older, but especially if I notice if they're a little bit farther away, I'll wait until they get close and hold the door.
Just last weekend, helped somebody put their groceries on the conveyor belt because she was an older woman in one of those little scamps, and I was scared she was going to run me down.
Yeah.
But she's like, oh, thank you so much. I'm like, well, of course. I mean, it should just go without saying that you help one another.
Yeah, no question. No question. One time, in a building just down the street on Michigan Avenue, you know how some of the revolving doors are extremely heavy? I don't know what their goal is in that, but some of them are. There was an older woman who was mid.
She couldn't push it?
She could, but it was very taxing for her to push the door. So I had already gotten through, and I went, I can't just let her just struggle through this. So I got back in and did a full revolution around. And people look at you, like, once you come through the door and there's that opening, if you don't get out, people, that shakes them up.
It does.
What are you, just riding this all day? No, I was helping an older person who couldn't get through.
Or you forgot something.
Right. We, I just say we as I'm pushing it. This is so much fun. All right, so that's one of them, heavy lifting. Women require help putting on their coats. Does Jim ever help you put on your coat or your jacket?
Just when we're going out.
Yeah.
And then I usually go, I got it.
Yeah.
But it is kind of nice.
Yeah. Just a little extra. Just a little bonus
thing. Yeah.
Now, this is one I do every day. Men, I don't say must is not the right word, but they say must. Men must open a door for a woman. I don't do it because I feel I have to.
It's definitely ingrained into your everyday.
Yeah. Ladies first.
I don't.
Open the
but
door.
Do you stop if both of you and a guy walk up? Do you sort of stop and let him open the door?
I do now because of Bill, and Jim is mad at you, by the way.
Oh,
because he always gets the door for me. So now when Jim and I go somewhere, I do stand back, and he goes, "What are you waiting for?
My coat, and then the door."
Right.
I will. It happened today. Walking into this building, there was a woman a couple of paces behind me, and I knew she was headed toward the building, so I just opened the door and stood there and waited for her. And
it's a revolving door.
What, is this a trap? No, it was the side entrance. The
you didn't go through the revolving door?
I don't trust it.
I can't do it. I start
it's
and stop
heavy.
Like five times. I can't.
It's very heavy.
I try never to touch the revolving door.
No?
It's my little game I play. Yeah. I just walk in and
other people push it for her.
I do.
That is Judy Pilak right there.
If there's no one in, I just wait till people start calling.
Wow.
That's genius.
Because it's heavy or you just don't
she
feel...
She just doesn't want to touch it. She also wants to be taken on like a what do you call it when they...
A rascal?
No, like they'll hold you up on a cot type thing and just parade you to work every day.
Exactly. I run down Michigan Avenue like that and everywhere.
With ferns, with people shading you with ferns. Mm-hmm.
And fanning me.
They should.
I want grapes too.
anything else while a cocktail while we're
anything?
At it?
Anything? What do you need? Women need to be helped in and out of their seats. Now, that's what I'm confused
doesn't
by.
Doesn't include pushing.
What do they mean by that? How would you help somebody? You mean just pull the seat in?
Yeah.
And,
yeah. Like when you pull the chair out for someone.
That's
really
too formal.
That's old-fashioned.
Yeah. That is.
Yeah.
This one I subscribe to every day. Women get to order first. If we're in a restaurant.
That's because you don't know what you want.
But no. Well, no. You know how, like, wait staff is already trained, always go to the women first? I've been to restaurants where they don't, where they'll just, I'm the closest one, so
I have never noticed that.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. I don't know that that happens all the time.
Yeah, you know what? It's odd to me when my boys order first. I'm like, what are you doing?
Right. So do you say to them?
I don't know why.
Do you say, guys, you always let the lady order first.
Or I'll give them the look like, let Kaylee go, you know, the sister
right.
go for it. It's dumb.
Right.
But see, I ordered for the kids, you know, last night we went out to eat. Dylan wanted to make a couple of changes. He's like, could you order for me? I'm like, yeah, whatever. And then I'm like, Michael, what do you want? And then I ordered. So
you're the boss at the table.
But if they...
You're taking control.
Someone has to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if they come walk up and I'm kind of not ready yet and everyone else is and the boys do it first, it's odd to me.
Really?
Yes.
I've never noticed
odd.
Ladies go
because,
first for that.
Yep, because you just do. You just go first and you don't even notice.
But then if you say ladies first and she orders something that you were going to order and then the wait person says, oh, sorry, that was our last one, then there's hell to pay.
Well, then I get it. Hell to pay. I just get it.
All right, let's take a break. We've got a couple more of these. If you want to jump in, you can. Our number is 312-235-2525. We're talking about manners that have changed. These things were once common practice, but not so much anymore. Give us a call or a text if you like. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN. Thank you, JewelryExchange.com guy, who I hope to meet someday. It's Bill Leff and it's Wendy Snyder. Judy Pilak is sticking around.
Don't ask any questions. He gets weird on the stream.
Judy was telling us something off air that needs to be discussed on air.
She just said she didn't want to talk about it on the air.
Do you not want to discuss
it? So much for that. You know what? Typical man, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Say this because I think this is really interesting.
Right. Well, because it's hard. I don't know how to say it because I don't want it to come off weird.
It will not come off weird.
I feel like a lot of those manners were about, you know,
suppressing women.
Not suppressing women, but women at the time were, you know, they just accepted being the weaker sex.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I have that in quotes.
Mm-hmm.
That's so not who we are now.
Right.
And even though, I hate to, you know, I like some of the things, and I don't know that I'd call them manners. It's like you said, Wendy, it should be go both ways
all
the time.
What are the first three letters of manners?
All right. Speaking of that, because I said
they're not called womeners, they're called manners.
Judy said she held the door for a woman today, and I said if you walk up to the door at the same time and I open it, sometimes there's a guy there, and I'd be like, go ahead. And Bill goes, and then they'll be like, you know, what did you say? Feeling bad for they won't let you hold
like
the door.
Right.
Yeah.
That's stupid. It bugs me that a guy wouldn't let me hold the door because I want to be treated as equal.
Right.
So who thinks
about
I'm not going to let a woman hold the door for me. Why? Because we're all people.
Right. Because that's ingrained in our heads. And we're probably the last, don't you think, generation that's going to feel like that? I mean, I don't know if my kids.
I wonder.
That's, you know what? Now that I think about it, that's another thing with my boys. Sometimes they'll just walk in and I am like all over them.
You say you've got to let a woman first.
But I don't know if it's a woman or if it's just, it probably is.
But now let me say something. My kids are pretty well mannered. I don't see them out on their own all the time. I know that other parents tell me that they're well mannered. So to me, that's a good sign.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they're not at home, but you know what? Everybody holds it together all day at work and school. So if we're jerky to each other, you know what? I'd rather it happen at home. But when we go shopping all together or like last night walking into the restaurant, we just go in as a group. I mean, I don't like make them hold the door for me. I don't know. Again, they're still younger, so I kind of make sure they go in first.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even think about that.
That's good.
Yeah, but is it? Because now they're not going to know to hold a door for a woman. But
there you go. We were trying not to do it. We're trying to break us of that.
I just feel like, you know, we're all going
in. Why should they hold the door for a woman?
Yeah, but you said if your boy's walking first and don't hold the door.
I'm like the last. I hate it, but I still do it. It's like it's ingrained in me.
Judy,
but
I physically can't do it. If I'm approaching a doorway of any kind and there's a woman within the vicinity, I can't do it. I would just feel awful.
I know, but do you do it for a guy?
No.
No, only for
because it's chivalry, but that's what I mean. I thought chivalry was dead.
sick. Not bad. Just very mortally sick.
And then let me end with, I like it.
Yeah. I do,
you
too.
Know, I do like it because it's nice. I wish it went both ways. It doesn't usually, and I don't usually probably do it either. I mean, I very rarely do you come up to a door at the same time with someone.
Right.
So you're holding the door. You are kind of waiting. You're hesitating. If you see a woman nearby, you're waiting.
Yeah.
Will you hold the door for an old man with a cane?
Yeah, I would do that.
Why'd you have to think about
it? Why'd you hesitate?
I was thinking how old of a guy and what kind of cane. But yeah.
But a woman with a cane, no question.
No.
See, that's kind of not right. It should be, again.
Always pregnant women or women with kids. Always.
No, why? They get the best parking spot.
I know, but I am very partial to that, and I always give them the benefit of the doubt.
I try to help all people. That's what I do.
I really do. See, that's the best manners of all.
So I don't see it as a guy-girl thing, although I will admit Bill always holds the door, and I appreciate that.
Well, not one of the things Bill mentioned involved a woman doing something. It involved men doing something for women, right? All of your manners?
Almost everyone on here. For instance, the next one is the one, and Wendy, you and I have discussed this more than once. It says, now this was a thing of the past, men should pay the bill.
I still agree with that.
I still agree with it, too.
You get it?
You are so unfair.
I'm totally kidding.
In a date situation, and we've talked about this before, when I was, long before I was married, when I was dating, there was never a time if a woman said, by the way, we'll split the bill. I go, oh, no, that's not going to, I'm paying. And it didn't mean I was expecting anything afterwards. It just meant I'm on a date with a woman and I'm a guy. I had to pay. I'm a firm believer in equal rights, 100%. But I just think for purposes of dating, the guy should be the
one
who's paying.
But not now. I get where you're, because that's how I was dating. We're around the same age.
Yeah.
Now, no. Nowadays,
I think people should split it. And if I was with someone who said, no, I insist, I'd be like, dude, I want to pay half. And if he said, no, I refuse, I would never go out with him again. Because right there, it's like control.
I'm the man, you're the woman.
Right. It doesn't, it's like we're people.
Exactly. Or you know what always works? Listen, you get the next one. I'm okay with that if that actually happens, if I know I'll be out with those people again. Because, you know, a lot of times groups, girls do it too, and it's just, let me get the check this time. But, yeah, not to say, oh, no. Let me get that, little woman.
I know. See, and I know you don't mean it in a bad way. What if the girl asked you out and said, hey, handsome, let's go out to dinner. Are you married? This is before you got married.
Right.
If she asked you out, she wouldn't expect you to pay.
I did go out with a couple of different girls who asked me out.
Easy,
and in
you
all
cad.
Those cases, well, I advertise in women's bathrooms all over the city. I still pay.
I've seen your name in
here. Yeah, with a 4-star rating, by the way.
See, that's not fair, though. It's always like the one who's done the asking.
That was back then. Now
he'd be like that now too.
Okay,
I would still be
how
like
about
that.
If someone asked you out now and they had tickets to the Hawks game? Would you like then offer to pay for the tickets?
No,
too,
he would never do it. It only involves food.
Right. Oh, you're kidding. You're an anomaly,
I would never,
man.
If someone asked you to go as their guest, I wouldn't pay them
for
the ticket.
But I'm just wondering if guys still feel like they have to still pay.
Not to a sporting event. No, that's really the difference.
Well, they pay for all the beers and food.
Yeah, you find other ways to even it out. Yeah.
That's
sure.
Well,
yeah.
Have you seen how much the Hawks tickets are going for?
They're a little expensive.
Even if you get parking in a, you know, four-course meal, it's still not going to be the same.
I know. Got to throw in a mink stole or something.
Yeah.
Try this on.
And then hold it for her.
And
pull her chair out.
Yeah. All the way.
While she's sitting down.
Right. Right. How about this one? Again, these are manners from the past that pretty much don't hold up anymore. The default salutation on a letter. There was a time we were taught this in school, that if you were sending a personal letter to somebody, dear sir.
Dear madam or
dear
sir.
Now it's dear sir or madam. But it used to just be dear sir, and that encompassed anyone who might receive the letter, dear sir. But that's incorrect. Now you want to include, it could be a woman reading this letter.
Yeah.
Oh, you're doubting that, Jude? I mean, I don't know when the last time
you
wrote.
No, you're right. We never wrote dear madam. It was dear sir.
Dear sir or sirs.
I know in high school when I wrote letters, it was dear sir or madam.
Was it?
Mm-hmm.
Because we were taught just the opposite, to put dear sir. And that was all, that meant anybody reading
maybe
the letter.
Maybe it was college, but still, I remember, you know, what letters do start off like that? The IRS, something you need transcripts from something.
A job.
Right. Yeah. So, dear sir or madam, I think.
And wasn't there even a weirder one with, if you were married, could you be Mrs. or
What was Miz?
No, like
dear Mr. Mrs. or Miss, like
no,
that.
No, but it was the
that'd be the length of your letter would be the salutation.
Right. It involve everyone. Do I have everyone covered?
Right.
No, it was for the married woman. I feel like they would use a surname, like put their name
Esquire
into their husband's, like a Mr. Wendy. But no, that doesn't sound right.
Mr. Wendy.
No, it'd be like I'd be Mrs. James McInerney.
Yeah, but that's normal.
That isn't. I'm Wendy. I'm not Mrs. James. No one calls me Mrs. James. Hey, no. Mrs. James.
But it used to be more common, instead of including your real name, to
identify
you as the Mrs. of your husband.
I think I did that on Kevin's wedding card because it's the first time they're going to be together. So I put Mr. and Mrs. Kevin Richter.
Yeah.
I call her Mrs. Kevin now.
You do?
I know. I laugh when guys do that, but then afterwards I'm like, huh.
Yeah.
This is Kevin. Yeah, that's funny. It's real funny, Kevin.
It says many women are offended if they receive an email or a letter addressed to Dear Sir. They say if you don't know the person's name, use a non-gender-specific, non-sexist word such as Dear Customer or Dear Company Representative. So if you're sending a complaint letter to somebody, don't put Dear Sir or Madam. Put Dear Person from the Whammo Corporation. I'm complaining about my Frisbee.
Went to a drive-through over the weekend and ordered some drinks, and the girl helping me said, "Is that all?" And I said, "No, I got one more thing." And she said, "That'll be, you know, $8.76." And I said, "No, I have more coming." And she goes, "Oh, I'm sorry, sir." And then...
Wait, was she looking at you?
No, it was, like one of the menu boards, the talking menu boards. And then we got up to pick up our items. And it was Dylan and I, and Dylan is in eighth grade, and he has long hair. And she said, "Okay, ladies, have a great day." And I'm like, "Dylan, we both got slammed there."
Wow.
That's funny.
I know. It happens a lot.
Terrible. All right. Well, as it turns out, we're out of the show. There's
okay,
no more
madam.
Show to be had. So, tomorrow, you want to do it again tomorrow? We can try it again tomorrow.
Yeah, I kind of want to finish these tomorrow. Did get through all of them?
Most of the good ones.
All right.
There's one about women shouldn't shake hands. And I remember hearing this a long time ago.
What?
That it was improper for women to shake hands.
What, do they just hold their hand up so you kiss it?
Yeah.
That's... Do you know where people's hands have been? You want to kiss somebody's hand?
Yeah. Tune in tomorrow. Kevin, other than what else do we have tomorrow?
Bill, can you come over and get my seat?
Yeah,
I want to get up now.
I'll help you with that.
Tomorrow we'll be speaking with the 13th sexiest scientist in the world, Dr. Lucianne Wolkowitz.
I'm going to hold the door open for her.
I am going to throw up.
I'm going to hold the window open, the door open, anything. Whatever she needs open. I'm going to open cans for the first 20 minutes with my teeth. All right. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Hope you had a great holiday. There's more coming up, but not until 23 more hours. So bye.